You're listening to a special edition of Away With Words. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. Today, we're taking your true confessions about phrases you've misunderstood for a long time. What word did you find out you've been saying wrong all these years? Grant, you're a farm boy. You know what sheaves are?
Stacks of hay.
Yeah. When I was young, we used to sing this hymn in church called Bringing in the Sheaves.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes, bringing in the sheaves,
mm-hmm.
we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Yeah.
Well, my little brother and I didn't understand that. And so for the longest time, we were singing, bringing in the cheese, bringing in the cheese. We shall bust the door down, bringing in the cheese. Because that made a whole lot more sense to us, bringing in the cheese, than bringing in big sheaves of grain.
I have to tell you, I also encountered something with that song, and I was not a good churchgoer, but when I heard it, I thought that was a plural for sheep. You know, like roof and roofs, you know, like something like that.
Yeah, okay. So you got a church full of cheese and sheep.
But roofs,
I like this.
Roofs isn't actually a good plural of roof either. Oh, you know, I don't know if this counts, but one of the words that I always have a problem with, I have a terrible time with the word remuneration.
Oh, yeah.
It means money paid for a service. It wants to come out as remuneration.
It's dying to come out.
It wants to, but it's not. It's remuneration.
Yeah, you would think it'd be renumbered, right?
Right, but it's not at all. Terrible stuff. Terrible. But we all make these mistakes.
We do. And now is the time to send your true linguistic confessions to words at waywardradio.org.
Hello, you have a way with words.
Hi, it's John Chinesky. How are you?
Oh, hey!
John!
Hello!
That's
a call from our old friend John Chinesky.
I'd know that voice anywhere.
Today's not a quiz day for you.
Oh, no.
What's that? No, it's not a quiz day for me. I'm relaxing on my spacious yacht, the SS Crossword here.
I thought you were going to say on your spaceship, and I was going to say, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
The SS. Oh, so you made a paper boat, and you're floating in the Hudson.
Exactly. My spacious spaceship. That's right.
Well, if it's not a quiz that you've got, you've got a question.
Thank goodness.
I heard you guys were talking about words that you have used mistakenly for many years.
Oh, yes.
That Grant has used mistakenly for many years.
No, only 1,000 few times.
Only 1,000 few.
Yeah.
Well, I have a friend. You know, this is funny because I think there should be a word for a friend's story that you use to dine out on, because I've been dining out on my friend's story for quite some time. I have a friend named Mark who told me, I swear this is true, that until the time he was about 20, 22 years old, he thought the word definitely meant maybe.
What?
He thought the word definitely meant perhaps, or we'll see. And I swear to you, this is, I know we've heard of friends of a friend story. This is not a friend of a friend. This is an actual friend of mine. And
it's
I've
not
been
you.
Dining out of this story for quite some time. People love it. He thought the word definitely meant maybe. So if someone said to him, yeah, man, I'm definitely going to go to the store tomorrow, he would say, oh, come on, I need to know. Are you really going to go or not?
What?
How did he get there? Can he explain it? I mean, was this a big setup? His whole family was in on it, and they just let him know when he was, son, you're 21, it's time we told you.
Well, I have no details as to if it came about like that, but I can tell you that English is his first language, so it's not as if there was any sort of cultural or language problem there. I think it's just, happenstance. Maybe he overheard someone using it in a context that it could mean maybe, or it may have been. You know, I don't know. And then he just made the mental disjuncture, and then it stayed with him for years until someone probably told him,
what?
Hey, get off my back. I said I'm going to get you those theater tickets.
I have one theory how this might happen. We've talked about misanalysis already, right? Misanalysis is when you look at a word or a phrase and you try to break it down and try to understand it based upon as much information as you've got at hand, right, without looking it up. The D-E prefix is kind of a negating prefix, right?
Sometimes it will
often mean the negative. And then after that is finitely. And so maybe he thought it was the opposite of finitely. It would mean indefinitely.
But
there you go. I think it's a perfectly cromulent explanation.
Well, I'm all about embiggening the lexicon.
But you guys, don't you think that this is a word that he probably picked up before he was ever doing any kind of analysis whatsoever? I mean, I'm picturing the guy tugging at his mom's blouse, you know, saying, can we have some animal crackers? And she says, oh, definitely. And then he never gets them.
Parents.
That's a really sad story, actually.
Or maybe he does get them. Yeah.
All of the world's
problems. They keep telling him. They keep telling him definitely, and he never gets what he wants.
I know.
He becomes to think that it just means no.
Well, yeah, was he kind of screwed up?
No, he was a nice guy. He was fine,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Children do not understand what maybe means, right? Most of them,
I
think,
don't
they
know.
Let their optimism
that's
have sway, and they believe it always means yes.
Maybe they think it means definitely.
Sometimes they think it always means no. So, yeah, it could, yeah, be, it could be anything, yeah.
Wow.
So that's my story.
That's a great story, John. If Mark wants to talk to us, we want to hear about this. I want to know more. How did he find out? Who was the one that broke the news to him? What were the feelings that went through his head? And what is wrong with him?
We're going to be waiting indefinitely for him to call.
Indefinitely.
All right, John.
So
it's nice
I'll
to hear from you.
I'll definitely ask him.
Okay. Right. Thanks.
Thanks for calling, buddy. Always nice to hear from you.
Always great to talk to you guys. Take
best
it easy.
Of luck.
Bye, John.
In the meantime, take just a moment to think about how much these kinds of conversations mean to you. We know that you understand the important role your local public radio station plays in making sure your community has a vibrant future.
Do your part by helping the folks at your public radio station keep bringing you programs like Away With Words. Please call right now and tell them Grant and Martha sent you. Here's the number.